This is Jack's Journal, an in-depth look at local issues that affect you and your community.
Hey there, welcome to Jack's Journal, and I'm Danielle Lee. You know it's that time of the year. Summertime, school's back, but let's talk about these storms. It's hurricane season, and I want to make sure that you are prepared. Today, I am here with the one and only Jerry Boyes from JEA. Jerry, thank you so much for coming in today. How are you?
It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad. Also, I'll have you know that I had Christian Smith in from the Red Cross not too long ago, and she told me that everything you know, you learned from her.
I love Christian Smith. You know, she's absolutely right. She, for those of you out there, she is with the American Red Cross and just a delight and so knowledgeable and such an asset to this community. So I will let her say that even though it's not true.
You know, I did mention that to her. I was like, are you sure? She's like, oh, yeah, I taught her everything she knows. I'm like, okay, I'm
going to bring that up. She has taught me quite a bit. So we're going to give that to her.
Okay, we'll give her the win this time. Well, first things first, Jerry, it's hard to imagine, but this show does get podcasted and reaches people on the stations that are as far as Southeast Georgia and, you know, can go down to St. Augustine or so. So just for the benefit of those that are listening, you know, my mom doesn't live in Jacksonville. So what is JEA and what do you guys do?
JEA is the local utility serving Duval County and parts of, let's see, Baker, Nassau, Clay Counties, St. John's Counties, and we provide electric, water, and sewer services. We are a not-for-profit community-owned utility, which means that we give everything back into the community and to the business. We're not profit-driven. So we are, in fact, owned by our customers.
Gotcha. I do have younger nieces and nephews, and I'm not going to lie, going to the little JEA, like, little version of at the Mosh, that's one of my favorite places.
Oh, is that just not so much fun? I go there, too, and my kids are all grown, and I'm certainly way grown, but, you know, you can still have fun and learn so much while you're there.
Oh, yeah.
So it was such an honor to be part of that and to work with Mosh. So if you get a moment, everyone out there listening, go by and check it out. It is a lot of fun, and you'll be surprised what you learn.
Oh, yeah, and try to get that power thing going. I'm always, like, going to get my arm workout for the day trying to get that little TV on.
Well, it is amazing what it takes. You know, and this goes right into what we're talking about with hurricane preparedness and what to do during, before, during, and after a storm. There is so much behind producing electricity. And, you know, you think about all it took for you to do that little handle and get the power going. Well, just imagine doing that for the more than 420,000 customers that we have here. And then I believe it's up to over 1 million now of residents in this area. So we produce electricity and provide water and sewer services to the residents in this North Florida region. And there is a lot that goes on behind scenes, especially when it comes to storm preparation.
I hear you. So let's go ahead and get right into storm preparation. So not just as a worker for JEA, but just somebody from your own experiences, do you have any advice on how people should prepare for a hurricane?
Preparation is the key for a storm. We have been so fortunate here. We've had some kisses, if you will, of storms that come through, and they've caused a little bit of damage. But fortunately, we have not been hit head on by a hurricane in about 50 years. I believe 1964 with Dora was, and that actually came in south of Jacksonville and caused quite a bit of damage. Well, just think of everything that has happened since that time. And that's why it's so important that you have a plan in place. Certainly, JEA has a plan in place. So let's talk about what JEA does, and then let's talk about what all of our listeners out there should be doing.
Let's do it.
We plan for storms year round. We have an area that's just devoted to emergency preparedness, and we make sure that we have crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's. In fact, just about a month or two ago, JEA had a week-long event where we named a storm and we had to deal with everything that you can think of. And it's not just the number of electric outages or water outages or sewer systems that are not working properly. We have to think about things like payroll, resources, customer service, all of these things, fuel for vehicles. And what we want you to do is think of that and do that in the same mindset. So what we want you to do is think about, okay, what are our contingency plans? JEA has contingency plans because we have what we call mutual aid agreements. When a storm is coming, we'll reach out to other utilities and say, hey, if we get hit and we can't handle this storm, can you be on standby to come in and help us so that we can restore our service as quickly as possible? What you need to do is to make sure that you have a contingency plan. What happens if you lose power, not for just a day or two? It's kind of fun those first couple of days, but what if you're talking a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, or heaven forbid, more than that, depending on the storm? What happens if you don't have water? Now, I know you find this hard to believe. you can live without electricity. I'm not saying it's fun, but you can live without electricity. You cannot live without water.
Yes.
How much water do you have in your house? Do you have enough water for everyone, not only to drink, but also to prepare food, to bathe? And don't forget the pets. So make sure that you have those plans in place. Do you have your hurricane kit? Now, this really happened to me, no lie. I recently sold my house, and I had things all packed in my garage. One of the things packed in my garage was my hurricane kit with all my flashlights. And sure enough, a storm came through. I lost power. And I'm sitting, and I'm thinking, okay, where is that hurricane kit so that I can get my flashlights out? And I had to go, and thankfully it was one of the last kits that I had packed, so I knew that boxes, so I knew it was right there. Make sure you know where your flashlights are. Mm-hmm. Do you have your important papers in a safe place? Do you have enough food? And I'm sure Christian touched on this because she taught me this. I will give her that one too. Is make sure that you don't have just an electric can opener. If you've got canned goods in your kit, make sure that you have a manual can opener.
That was
to
the first thing she said. Because I had her on last year and she said, what do we remember from last year? I said, do not just have an electric can opener, have the manual one for
That's
your
right.
canned food.
That is absolutely. And think about your phone too. Now, I do not have a home phone anymore. I just have my cell phones.
Right.
But plenty of folks out there do have a phone that they use, you know, for their household stuff. Just make sure that that is not one of those phones that, you know, the phones that you can take off a portable phone. Mm-hmm. I knew the word would come to me. And make sure you have one of those old fashioned phones because, you know, remember, if you don't have electricity, that phone is not going to work.
Right.
Now, on the JEA side, we do need some things from you in order to help you in before, during, and after a storm. It's very important before the storm. If you have any special needs, you're going to need to sign up for the special needs shelter. You have to register with, this is Duval County residents with medical conditions, and it's for those who require use of a special needs shelter. So if you need oxygen or something for a medical need in order to be okay, you need to go to COJ.net, or you need to call them at 630-2489. And again, this is the city of Jacksonville. And this goes into the Emergency Preparedness Division so that you can fill out this form. So in case we have to evacuate or you have to leave your home, you need to be able to say that you've already registered and then get into that place.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, another thing you need to do is make sure that your information is current with JEA. So now's a good time to go to JEA.com, log in, and make sure that we have your current phone number, email address, and address so that if we need to get in contact with you, we can get in contact with you.
Gotcha. Okay. I'm on the JEA.net right now, and I'm looking at what you should do before the storm, and I see the links to COJ for the special needs registration. And I also see something about a JEA's Hurricane Fact booklet.
This is a great, and all of this you can find on JEA.com on our website. And you know, all I do, you know, I have zero patience. I just go into the search bar and put in storm.
That's exactly what I did too.
And everything comes up. So we're not going to make it difficult for you, but we have all of the resources there. We have the information about the special needs shelter registration. We do have a fact book that walks you through on how to be prepared. We even have we use a lot of resources, of course, the American Red Cross, the city of Jacksonville. It's also important to know ahead of time what the storm surge zones and the evacuation routes are, because you need to know if you're in one of those zones. Okay, what happens in a level one or two or three? When do you have to leave? Go on and have that in case. And we're talking about having a plan. JEA has a very comprehensive plan. And what you need to do is have your own plan. So sit down with your family and make this plan. Okay, if we have to leave, this is where we're going. You know, it's also very important that you know ahead of time what shelters will take animals, because you certainly don't want to leave your dog or your cat or whatever type of animal that you have.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, you don't want to abandon it. So you need to make sure that you have plans for your animals too.
Got you. You bring up a good thing about plans. In the newsroom, we have a very comprehensive what-if plan. We have teams on. Team A will be doing this for the first 12 hours. Team B will be at the hotel resting up to take over for the next 12 hours. So I know I'm a traffic anchor, so I need to know my team. I got to know about evacuation routes. I got to know roads to shelters if there's going to be flooding. So let's go back to the JEA's plan, what if? What does it look like? What are you guys doing preparing for a storm?
Well, we have teams just like you mentioned. For instance, we know the groups that are going to be staying overnight. Mm-hmm. We know the groups that are going to come on, you know, after 24 hours. We know that if this happens, then we need to do this. And we are all assigned something at JEA. Whether you're, I mean, and in fact, you know, you talk about if you're a critical employee, everyone at JEA is a critical employee in
right.
that, you know, we are all going to work together. Now, we all have different roles. In fact, some people, depending on what happens with the storm, if they are normally in one area and they're not needed in actually restoring service, they might be the people who go and help in the call center, because we know that after the storm passes, we're going to be getting, you know, flooded with phone calls.
Right.
We also have engineers who will be riding around with the crews to help them. We have other people who will be riding around the crews because, and this is a really important point, after a storm, everyone is curious. They want to go out and see, you know, what happened.
Right.
Number one, make sure that you are safe. Stay away from any downed power lines. If you see a tree down that brought our wires down, please don't go climbing on the tree.
Oh, no.
You don't have to touch a line in order to be hurt. That line could be energized, in which case you could be hurt or killed doing that. Mm-hmm. Also, when you see our crews out there, whether it's an electric, water, or sewer crew, understand that they're out there with one goal and one goal only. And well, I'm going to put two out there, actually. First one is to stay safe.
Yes.
Second one is to restore service. If you're out there, and let's say that you just had it because you've been out of power for, you know, several hours and you want your power on, the more that you stand there and talk, or unfortunately in some cases yell at yeah. our employees, the longer it's going to take for that service to be restored, and you're actually putting our crews at risk because you're taking them away from being focused. So
exactly.
all we ask that you do is you patiently wait. Now, when they're done, you're more than welcome to go up and ask something. And that's why we will have people go along, employees who are not restoring power but are with those crews, so that if any people have questions, they can answer
right, like
those
a point
questions.
Of contact.
A
person.
Point of contact for that. It's also really important that you have that battery-operated radio, because we're going to be communicating through the media. That's going to be the way we get our messages out. And you need to have that battery-operated radio on hand so that you can listen to these messages and know what's going on.
Got it. I'm all about listening to the media because, you know, got to put that plug in somewhere.
Well, you do. And we do. Y'all provide a very important service in getting that information out. Also, be careful before after the storm, and as far as safety is concerned, when there's water on the ground. I know it's fun to go canoeing, to go swimming, to go walking through the water, but you have to be careful, because if we for any reason have one of our sewer systems fail, that means that there's going to be raw sewage out there. Plus, there are also animals, and I don't
right.
know about you.
I but don't do snakes.
I don't do snakes. And you're not just snakes, rats, all sorts of things in that water. And you need to make sure that it's safe. So please just be very, very careful. Again, if you see a down power line, all you have to do, and I say all you have to do, but what you need to do is call 911. Emergency officials can respond much quicker than the crews. What they'll do is they'll come and secure the site, keep people away from it, and then they'll stay there and to make sure that everyone's safe until our crews can be there. And also remember, if it's a really bad storm, we're not going to work through the storm. It becomes dangerous for the bucket trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's anywhere between 35 and 45 miles per hour that our linemen, it is no longer safe for them to go up in the bucket trucks to restore power. So if we had a really bad storm, they would be like the rest of us. They would be hunkered down, waiting for the storm to pass. And then what we would do is have assessment teams go out. It doesn't make sense for us to go, and let's say at your house, you're out. So we go
right.
and fix your wire. But you know what? Oh, there's a problem with the distribution line, or there's a problem with the substation, or heaven forbid, there is something wrong with the generation facility. So what we do is we do an assessment, and this is really cool. In mm-hmm. the past, we had always put in our plan to use helicopters, but now with drones, we can use drones to go
right,
and look at and assess the damage. Once we have a full assessment of the electric, water, and sewer system and all the damage, then we'll put our plan in place to go out there and start working to restore service.
Got you. And it just leads into my next question about, I got all the information from a Christian at the Red Cross about what to have in the house when the power goes out, but once the power goes out, you want to have have that radio. But when the power goes out, you guys, you just said if the storm's bad enough, you guys will not go out and restore power.
No. Just well, and just so, like the one that we had, I think, I can't even remember the name of it. Mm-hmm. Was it Colin that
yes,
came through?
Yes, Colin, not too
okay.
long ago.
And so Colin comes through. We were basically able to work through the night with that storm because it mm-hmm. was not as bad. There were some moments where the guys had to go sit back in the truck and just wait for some of the wind gusts to go by.
Right.
But we were pretty much able to work through that. And our customers were able to call us and report outages, and we were able to restore service. Should we have a really strong storm that comes through, we're not going to put our employees at in any sort of jeopardy by right. having them go to restore power. And also, think about it. It doesn't really make sense. If we're getting slammed with a storm...
Yeah, you don't want to get the power. That's such a tease.
You're going to go out there and get the power out, and you're going to lose it again.
Yeah.
So it's just safe for all of us. We even have... you know, places where we're assigned, some of us are, you know, I won't even be at my house. I would be at one of our facilities mm-hmm. Going through the storm with everyone else or the people who are chosen. So that's, you know, that's the way it works. Then after the storm passes, then we will, through the media, let our customers know when they can start calling. Again, if it's a small storm, certainly you can call us. Just understand that if it's a major storm, there is no need to call us to tell us you're out of power. What we're going to be looking at are our big circuits. So let's say that we have, you know, the generating stations are fine and the mm-hmm. substations are fine. Then what we are going to be looking at is we're going to be looking at entire circuits. So you can have anywhere between 1 to 2,000 to up to 6,000 people on a circuit. We know when those circuits are down. So you're not going to have to call us and tell us you're out
right.
of power
we
those.
Know.
Now, for the smaller storms, if it's like, you know, anywhere from 1 to 100 or something, yeah, you need to call us and let us know. Just understand if we had a big storm come through, there is no reason to give us a call. And we will be using the media to let everyone know when it's okay.
Got it. Okay. Now, we've talked about power if it's, you know, we hope not, but there have been cases power has been out for days. How does that work with you guys with JEA? I don't understand when power's out for days. It's possible. What are you guys doing during that time?
In fact, you know, I would say, let's set expectations from the beginning. If we're going to have a storm come through, you more than likely are going to lose power.
Right.
And you need to prepare for that. So go back and listen to what Christian said. you want to have your food. You want to have your flashlights. Don't use the candles. If you own a generator, make sure you know how to use it properly. Certainly every year when storms come through, the people... Whole families die because they right. use the generator inside their house. So make sure that you know how to use that, please. It's very important. Mm-hmm. It's also important to understand that, you know, after Katrina, there were people without power for months. So it wasn't days, it wasn't weeks,
right.
it was months we're talking. And in that case, you know, you have to consider, okay, do we leave? What right. do we have in place to help? And it also brings up a really good point of things to do kind of ahead of time.
Right.
Is if you have, I know my house, 8 or 9 oak and maple trees in my backyard. Mm. I want to make sure, in fact, I just had it done a couple of weeks ago. A tree company came in and trimmed all the branches away from that were touching or within 10 or 12 feet of my roof.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because I want to make sure that if a storm comes through, I'm not going to have that damage on my house. So there are all those things that you can do beforehand, like understanding how to work your generator, making sure that you have your kit in place. Another good thing to have is make sure that you have coolers available and that you go out and buy ice beforehand. So because remember, if your electricity is not on, your ice maker is not going to work. And also to make sure that you have enough medications on hand and that your gas, you have gas in your car. Again, this is one of those things where, I'll just fill up after the storm. Well, what happens if they don't have power? You know, what happens if you can't pay with your debit card? Those are all the things that you have to just understand and prepare for this. And that's why it's so important. Go to JEA.com or go to the American Red Cross. Look at that checklist to make sure that you have everything on that list. So you're prepared.
But you know, that really brings up a good point when you're saying, you know, make sure your car is filled up. And what if their power's out? They're not taking your debit card. I was thinking, you know, I've never been the type to carry cash with me ever.
And this is when you have to do it.
And then I'm just like, well, my dad's a safety inspector. So we've always had this big giant cooler of hurricane supplies and anything for a storm. And now I'm thinking, you know, Christian brought up, make sure you have copies of your important documents
yes.
and medication. I'm like, well, I should probably stash some dollar bills, some 20s and 50s in there.
Yeah, and plan to have enough cash because you don't know what you're going to need.
Right.
And also make sure that you have all your important papers. Like, you know, you were talking about your insurance newspapers, if there's damage that you have, you know, that you know who to call, that you know who your insurance agent, not only who your agent is, but what their phone number is for your car or for your house or for your property. And also understand that, your driver's license, your passports, anything that you would need as far as your, you know, your house or, you know, that you, important papers, prescription information in case that you have to have that medication and for whatever reason it gets lost. One of the things that we've learned just over the years as far as restoration is I think about the, you know, we talk about, well, how do you decide whose power you're going to restore first?
Yeah, that's going to be my next question. How do we decide this?
We don't throw a dart at the map and say, okay, let's start here.
Right.
You know, we do look at JEA facilities first because we're providing the service and we have to make sure that it's working properly. And then what we're going to do is look at critical infrastructure. We're going to look at fire stations. We're going to look at hospitals, places like that, that, you know, it's very important that we get that power back on to those that are serving others. And then, you know, one of the really neat things, which is what I was talking about, is think about major intersections. So if you have a major intersection, you've got all these people out there, you know, just because they're curious and they want to look at things and they're out and about and they want to buy things. There's several things you need to think of. Number one, the resources that it takes when power's not working, because, you know, people just go through these lights because the lights aren't working. So, you know, and they don't follow the rule that, you know, everyone comes to a four-way stop and the person to the right goes first.
Right.
And so you have to have emergency personnel out there directing traffic. And then if you look on the corners, you know they're going to be at least two pharmacies or drugstores, one or two gas stations, and then maybe tucked behind the gas station or the pharmacy is going to be a grocery store. Those are pretty important after a storm. So what we work with Jacksonville and with all the different agencies is how we can get those major intersections back on so we're not taking resources away from Jacksonville and so that people can get their goods. And those are just some of the things that we would put in place. Having said that, hopefully there would be no need for you to go to one of these because you would have done everything ahead of time.
You know, funny, not so funny story. when I had Christian Smith and Amber Beerfriend in, I went to school in Northeast Georgia and up in the mountains. And it was about maybe 3 or 4 years ago when all those tornadoes came into Alabama.
Yes, I remember that.
And I remember me like second, like minutes, hours before the storm was hitting, my friends and I was like, we need to go to the grocery store. My mom, she found out about that, has not let me live it down. Christian has not let me live that down. It's like, you know, I wasn't thinking. And it was like, I'm in college. I'm like, oh my goodness.
It's a learning opportunity. And certainly we've all done things like that. You know, you think you've got everything or you're just not thinking because we have not gone through a storm in so long.
Right.
And really the only people in Jacksonville who have experienced this firsthand either were, you know, here in 64 or, you know, we have folks who have moved over from Mississippi or from New Orleans or from South Florida who've actually had that experience and they know not to mess around with this. I think our biggest concern right now is complacency or apathy and not thinking, you know, I have friends out there who still think, Jerry, oh, Jacksonville doesn't get hurricanes. You don't have to worry about anything. And it just makes me cringe.
Our time will come. You're just jinxing us.
So we've talked about kind of what to do before the storm,
right,
during the storm, and we touched a little bit on what to do after the storm.
Right.
If you want to know, okay, what is my responsibility and what is JEA's responsibility, we do have a great place on JEA.com that talks about that. And just remember a couple of things. If you have any problems with flooding, make sure that you call a private licensed electrician to come to your house. We're not going to restore power to your house until we know it's safe to do so. And so you need to make sure that it is, especially with the flooding, because you don't know what kind of damage could have been done. And certainly we don't want to energize the line and energize your house. And then, you know,
then it's just bad.
Yeah, something horrible happens. Also, remember that JEA, when you signed the service agreement with us, and I'm sure everyone out there read
it. I read it word for word, I promise.
It says that we cannot guarantee service. And you're like, oh, Jerry, y'all supply electricity. You're supposed to be guarantee service. Well, no, because we can't control when a limb falls or when a car hits one of our poles or when you have a storm come through. So we do not guarantee service, which means if you have just, if you went out before the storm and instead of buying non-perishable food items, you went out and bought half a cow and a bunch of milk
Hot
and a
pockets.
Bunch of ice cream and stuff like that, and your power goes off, we are not going to replace that. That is your responsibility. Mm-hmm. So just make sure that, A, you don't eat anything after it's spoiled, but B, you understand that JEA will not compensate you. Now, the only way JEA would compensate you, and it has nothing to do with storm, is if there was some type of negligence or something happened on JEA's side.
Right.
And that they, you know, we were negligent in taking care of something and it caused you to lose something. So just understand that you are responsible for the food. And this is why it's so important to get things. You know, we're talking ravioli, one of my favorite things, lasurpees, things that you can eat that don't need to, you can eat them right out of the can and they don't necessarily need to be heated. You know, peanut butter, Nutella, fantastic stuff. Any stuff like that, you know, good protein, good food.
Tuna and crackers.
Yeah, exactly. So that you don't have to heat that up. And plus, you know what I do? So I buy this stuff and I have my little kit. And if I don't eat it from June 1st to the end of November, it works out perfectly because I donate it to the food drives during the holiday season.
There you go.
And it works out well. Also, and I saw this happen firsthand. It was not when I lived here in Jacksonville. I was actually living out of the country at the time. But someone had been cooking their breakfast. The power went out and they forgot about it. So the power went out. So they went out and were having fun. Where the power comes back on,
oh, no.
They had left stuff on the stove and their house.
And left it on.
Yep, the house burned down.
Oh my gosh.
So make sure that when you lose power, if you lose power, that you go and you turn off everything that had been turned on. Because, I mean, imagine you make it through the storm and you do all of this and then only to lose your house when the power is restored.
Wow. You know, Jerry, I must say, I thought I learned a lot from Christian. I learned just as much from you.
No, here's what you need to say. Jerry, I learned more from you than I learned from Christian.
I will not say such a thing on record. Well, thank you so much for coming. And before we go, is there anything else you would like me or our audience to know about JEA and the role you guys play during storms?
Well, several things. Number one, know that we do have a plan in place, and it's very important to us. Safety is our priority, and restoring service as quickly as possible is our priority as well. Make sure you have a plan. To JEA.com. We have so much information out there. It's very, very helpful. Make sure that your information with JEA on your account is up to date. If you've changed your phone number, your email address, or your address, please let us know about that. You can do that. You don't even have to talk to anyone. Just go to JEA.com, log in, and make sure that we have the most up-to-date information, because that's how we're going to, in addition to the media, be communicating with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming in and giving me a very important lesson. I really do appreciate it.
Have a good one.
Thank you. And for all of you, thanks again for listening. Once again, this is Jack's Journal, and I am Danielle Lee. We will talk again, same time, next week.
You've been listening to Jack's Journal, a production of News 104.5 WOKV.